It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time. Welcome to the radio broadcast of Mebane's Tabernacle Baptist Church, proclaiming the gospel of salvation through the shed blood of our Lord Jesus Christ since 1939. Tabernacle Baptist Church is independent, old-fashioned, and anchored on the immutable and inerrant teachings of the infallible preserved Word of God. We exclusively use the authorized King James Version. This is the pastor of Tabernacle Baptist Church, Chip Salu. Tabernacle Baptist Church is located at 523 North Charles Street in Mebane, North Carolina. Our services begin this morning with Sunday school at 9:45. Our morning worship service and children's chapel is at 11. Our evening service is at 6 o'clock, and our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. If you desire to know more about God's gift of salvation and how you can receive it, keep listening. If importunity has kept you from being in God's house today, we pray that you will find encouragement and strength. Have you got your Bible? It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time. Thank you so much for meeting with us today on Tabernacle Time. What a blessing it is for us, and always a great privilege to be with you by means of radio and to share with you the wonderful account of God's love that He gave to us from Genesis to Revelation, and how that He sent His only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, in the fullness of the time, so that we might have salvation because of the substitutionary death that Jesus provided for us. He died in our place, shedding His blood to save our souls and to give us everlasting life. We hope that your Christmas was Christ-centered. And as we look toward the new year, I'd like to share with you a few verses from the New Testament, from the writings of Paul in the book of Philippians. But before we get into God's Word, let's listen to a song by the Burns Trio from Tabernacle Baptist Church in Greenville, South Carolina. The name of this song that they're going to sing for us is titled, The Wonder of Wonders.
The
Wonder it is that Jesus loved us and called himself our friend. What a wonder it was that God loved us and gave Jesus to be our salvation. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. We find in Colossians chapter 1, starting with verse number 21, Paul writes to the church of Colossae, saying, "And you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death, to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight, if ye continue in faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel which ye have heard, and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister, who now rejoice in my sufferings for you, and fill up that which is behind of the afflictions of Christ in my flesh, for his body's sake, which is the church, whereof I am made a minister, according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you to fulfill the word of God, even the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory." The wonder of wonders that God loved us. Why would he love the wretched sinners of this world and send his only begotten Son to die for us? Oh, it is a mystery. But that mystery, stated here in verse number 27, is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ died on the cross so that he might send his Spirit into our souls, making us new creatures in Christ, so that we would have everlasting life and have our sins forgiven and be called the sons of God. Now, my friend, if you made it through the Christmas season hearing about the gift of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, and what he did in coming to this earth to be our Savior, and you've not received Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, but you'd like to have someone talk to you about receiving Jesus as your Savior before the new year starts, please call me. I would count it an honor to be able to sit down with you in person or on the telephone and share with you what the Bible says about how you can receive this gift according to God's Word, how you can have your sins forgiven, how you can be called a child of God. My number is 919-563-6753. Please come be with us in our services today at Tabernacle Baptist Church. We start this morning with Sunday school at 9:45. Our morning service is at 11. Our evening service is at 6. and our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7. Please be with us in all of these services, and don't wait till Wednesday night, unless you're providentially hindered, to be with us at Tabernacle Baptist Church, 523 North Charles Street in Mebane, North Carolina. Be with us this morning in Sunday school at 9:45 here at Tabernacle Baptist Church. We also have a website. If you'll go to www.mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com, and that's Mebane, M-E-B-A-N-E, mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com, all one word. There you'll find prior broadcasts of Tabernacle Time. You'll find sermons that have been preached at Tabernacle Baptist Church, and you'll also find written material that will share with you how you can receive this gift of salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ, and how you can start living for the Lord after you receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. We also have a YouTube channel. If you'll go to YouTube and type in the words Mebane's Tabernacle Baptist, and that's Mebane's with an apostrophe S, this will bring up all the videos that have been recorded at Tabernacle Baptist Church, and will give you a link to our YouTube channel, Tabernacle Baptist. Now, just before we get into God's Word, we're going to be taking a look at a few verses in Philippians. Let's listen to another song by evangelist Bruce Fry from Carthage, North Carolina. The name of this song is Almighty Lamb.
Atonement Day is at hand. A little boy and his lamb make their way to the tabernacle door. As the lamb was led away, a tear streamed down his face as he watched from a distance. You could hear him say, "My little lamb, you cannot stay. For my sin, the price you must pay, a sacrifice that is so great. Would have to send his son. As Jesus left that holy place, the tears streamed down God's face, all of heaven grew silent. You could hear him say, "My precious lamb, you cannot stay." And to redeem the price, Almighty Lamb, I'm so glad you came. My every sin you have washed away. You saved my soul. Now I can say, Almighty Lamb, I'll see you someday.
Baptist in John 1:29 declared, "The next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him, and saith, Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. in verse number 35 of the same chapter. Again, the next day, after John stood and two of his disciples, and looking upon Jesus as he walked, he saith, "Behold the Lamb of God." In the Old Testament, a lamb was given as a sacrifice for sin. It was not to take away sin, only to cover sin for a year, because Old Testament sacrifices were not perfect. They were given every year with the remembrance of sin every year. But when Jesus Christ came, John the Baptist said that this Lamb of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, would take away the sin of the world. Now, in order for that to happen, you would have to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. But as God gave His only begotten Son, and we just have come through celebrating the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, we know that He came to seek and to save that which was lost. He would have to lay down His life, shedding His blood to buy salvation, for only through His death could He buy eternal life for all of mankind. But in dying, He would also rise again. He would have victory over death, hell, and the grave, and all for a living salvation, because He who had been dead is now alive again and living forevermore offers this wonderful salvation. Listen to this last song by evangelist Bruce Fry from Carthage, North Carolina. The name of this last song is titled John 3:16.
In the city of Chicago, one cold, dark night, a blizzard was setting in. A little boy was selling newspapers on the corner, and the people were passing by, trying to hurry to their warm homes where they'd be out of the cold. The little boy was so cold that he wasn't selling many papers. So he walked up to a policeman and he said, "Mister, you wouldn't happen to know where a poor boy could find a warm place to sleep tonight, would you?" He said, "You see, I live in a box up and around the corner there and down the alley, and it's awful cold in there at night. Oh, it sure would be nice to have a warm place to stay." The policeman looked down at the little boy and he said, "Son, you go down the street to that big white house, you knock on the door, and when they come to the door, you just say, 'John 3:16, and they'll let you in." And so he did. He walked up the steps to the door and he knocked, and a lady came to the door and he looked up and said, "John 3:16. And the lady said, "Come on in, son." She took him in and set him down in a stick bottom rocker in front of a big old fireplace. And then she went off. He sat there for a while and he thought to himself, "John 3:16. I don't understand it, but it sure makes a cold boy warm." Later she came back asking him, said, "Are you hungry?" And he said, "Well, just a little. I haven't eaten in a couple of days, and I guess I could stand just a little bit of food." So she took him into the kitchen and she set him down to a table full of food, and he ate until he couldn't eat any more. And he thought to himself again, "John 3:16. Boy, I sure don't understand it, but it sure makes a hungry boy full." She took him off upstairs to a bathroom with a big old bathtub full of warm water, and he soaked for a while. And as he soaked, he thought to himself, "John 3:16. I sure don't understand it, but it sure makes a dirty boy clean. You know, I've not had a bath like this my whole life. The only bath I ever had was when I stood in front of a big old fire hydrant when they flushed it out." Well, the lady came back in and she got him and took him and tucked him into a big old feather bed. And she pulled the covers up around his neck and kissed him goodnight and turned out the lights. And as he looked out the window that night with the snow coming down, it was so cold and dark outside, he thought to himself, "My, John 3:16, I don't understand it, but it sure makes a tired boy rested." The next morning, she came back up and took him down again to that same big table full of food. And after he ate, she took him back to that same big old stick bottom rocker in front of the fireplace. And she took a big old Bible and she sat down in front of him and she looked up at him and she said, "Do you understand John 3:16? He said, "No, ma'am, I don't. The first time I heard it was last night when the policeman taught me how to use it. Then she opened the Bible to John 3:16, and right then she began to explain to him about Jesus, how he was born, how he lived, how he died, and how he rose from the dead. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. She showed him Psalm 51:5, where the Bible says, "Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me." And Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Because we sin, there is a penalty for sin. Romans 6:23 says, "The wages of sin is death," which means separation from God in the lake of fire. Even though we deserve this punishment, God left heaven and became a man and died on the cross in our place. Romans 5:8 says, "For God commendeth his love," or showed or demonstrated his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And if we will turn from our sin and put our trust and faith in Jesus, he will save us from our sin. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." And he sat there and thought, "My, John 3:16, I don't understand why, but it sure makes a lost boy saved." You know, I don't understand it either, how God would be willing to send his Son to die for me, and how Jesus would agree to do such a thing. No, I don't understand it either, but you know, it sure does make this lost boy saved.
John 3:16. God loved us. Jesus was given to die for us so we could accept the gift of salvation by receiving Jesus as our personal Savior. As John 1:12 says, "But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name." This is the most important decision that you have to make if you're lost, and that's to acknowledge that you're a sinner, repent of your sins, and then ask Jesus to save you. And if you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, as you face this new year, there are a couple of verses that I'd like to share with you from the book of Philippians, a book on joy and rejoicing. In Philippians chapter number 3, in verse number 1, Paul says, "Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to you, to me indeed is not grievous, but for you it is safe." Paul says, "Finally, rejoice in the Lord." This is a fundamental aspect of being a Christian, to rejoice in the Lord. Now, in the verses to follow, Paul would talk about beware of dogs, beware of evil workers, beware of the concision. In other words, beware of those that have a natural tendency to sin. Beware of those who are evil workers who know what they're doing, trying to hurt you. And then beware of the concision, the word here being to cut or to mutilate. May have something to do with using the works of man to replace the work of the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross. In other words, that circumcision would be a way of gaining salvation. So these three that are mentioned here have to do with those who are naturally wicked, those who realize that what they're doing will hurt others, and they try to hurt others. And for those who are religious and try to hurt others by telling lies about substitutions for salvation. In other words, mutilating yourself to gain favor with God. Later in this chapter, we find that Paul speaks about his pedigree and how he gave it all up, counted it but loss. In fact, counted it but dung, so that he could receive the Lord Jesus Christ. He says, "Everything I had before Jesus was worth nothing, but receiving Jesus is everything." When we go over to chapter number 4 of Philippians, Paul says in verse number 4, "Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice." Rejoicing is a key part to the Christian life. You'll notice in verse number 5 of chapter 4, it says, "Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand." If you are rejoicing in the Lord, Paul says, let the moderation of the rejoicing you have in the Lord be seen by all men. He speaks in verse number 7 of the peace of God. In verse number 9, he continues to speak about the presence of the God of peace with us. Verse number 13 of chapter number 4, "I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me." Chapter 4, verse number 19, "But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus." I think all of these things can all be traced back to verse number 4, "Rejoice in the Lord alway, and again I say rejoice." My friend, as we enter this new year, you can be rejoicing in what Jesus Christ has done for you. Not that there won't be any problems, not that there won't be any heartaches or maybe grieving. Paul says in chapter number 3, "Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord." And in chapter number 4, "Rejoice in the Lord alway. And again I say rejoice." Do you think this was important to the attitude and the aptitude of the Christian? My friend, if you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, are you going to be able to enter 2025 rejoicing in the Lord? Now, my friend, if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, remember, you have nothing to rejoice about at the moment if you're not saved. The only thing you have to look forward to is an eternity in the lake of fire, paying for your own sins. The wages of sin is death. But I'm glad that the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord, and you can receive that gift, make a change in your life, so the joy of salvation can be in you, and the rejoicing because of salvation can go through life with you if you receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. My friend, if I can help you, please call me and join us next week as we tabernacle around God's Word here on Tabernacle Time. Thank you once again for being a part of today's broadcast. Did you receive Christ as your Savior today? Did you get some help for your Christian walk today? We would count it an honor to hear from you. Our mailing address is Tabernacle Time, 523 North Charles Street, Mebane, North Carolina, 27302. Our phone number is 919-563-6753. You can also contact us through our website, www.mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com. Visit us in our services. We start this morning with 9:45 Sunday School, 11 o'clock morning worship service, and 6 o'clock evening service. Our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. We would love to hear from you, but whether we hear from you or not, we would like for you to be a faithful member of our radio audience and be ready with your Bible the next time you hear these words, "It's time, my friend, it's tabernacle time."